Many working poor can't afford health insurance, so some communities are experimenting with ways to help them. In Rockford, Illinois, one program would extend coverage to the uninsured by helping the small businesses for which they work. Jay Field of Chicago Public Radio reports.
A stroll past downtown Rockford's many empty storefronts provides a glimpse of the economic struggles facing small businesses here. The recession has pushed the city's unemployment rate over 7%, and many small businesses say they simply can't afford to offer employees health insurance.
My help's running a little late today, so I got a lot of stuff going on. Here we got making a big batch of cream of cauliflower with cheddar cheese. That's my soup for today.
Paul Bueller, head chef at John's Italian restaurant, moves with fluid harmony through the controlled chaos of his kitchen. Before pouring a quart of heavy cream into his soup, Bueller shares a few of the healthcare stories he's heard from his assistants.
One of my cooks had surgery on his throat just a couple weeks ago, and the bills are outrageous, and he didn't have any insurance at all. And another guy, one of the pizza cooks a couple years ago, was having chest pains, and he went in just for testing. And his bills were $4,000, and they gave him a prescription for Zantac. He had gastritis. It's hard for people to keep up on the payments.
Most of John's 20 part-time and full-time employees go without health coverage. Joe Frizzella's family has owned John's for 28 years, as he oversees dinner preparations in the main dining room. Frizzella says his family has researched what it would cost to provide insurance.
We've noticed that even if they have a reasonable price-wise compared to other places, once you sign up, even after a year, they start increasing at 5%, 10%, and even if you shop around, it's difficult to find new insurance that's not going to be around the same price.
John's predicament is a common one. Studies show health insurance premiums nationwide jumping an average of nearly 13% last year.
Our business community in the greater Rockford area suffers tremendously from being unable to currently purchase affordable, low-cost, prevention-oriented insurance.
That's Ray Emperor, executive director of the nonprofit Rockford Health Council. A recent study found that roughly half of the nearly 5,000 small businesses in surrounding Winnebago County don't offer their employees health insurance. So the council has decided to design its own insurance plan. Using a startup federal grant, it's contracting with an insurer to offer basic coverage to 500 businesses. The model, called a three-share, requires the employer, employee, and the health council to each pay a premium of roughly $47 a month. To be eligible, Emperor says businesses must employ between 3 and 25 employees, making $12 an hour or less.
Our approach may provide an avenue for small companies to enter the insurance market, and then hopefully when they're more stable and more profitable, be able to bid up to a higher level of coverage in other commercial products.
The Rockford Group models its plan on similar initiatives tried in Michigan. Health policy experts say exasperation over the high cost of insurance is driving more and more communities to try these sorts of approaches, despite research showing they're not always an effective model. But for thousands of workers here, even minimal health insurance is better than what they have now. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Rockford.